Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much. This is Haitian Voodoo with Mambo Dex. So, you know, I posted on the Facebook wall, and I announced to everyone something that I had been planning. Keeping me. Oh, why? Okay. This is why I need the microphone, because, you know, people want to beep when I'm online. So I announced that I was moving to Haiti. And I had, like, different reactions. All right. Some people were like, well, can I come, you know, to Haiti? I want to come to Haiti something when you're there. And, you know, there are some people who I am waiting to receive, you know. I'm just waiting to receive them, and that I will receive, God willing. And then there are some people who I'm just like, you know, y'all just have the wrong idea, or you just don't have any voodoo etiquette, you know. You don't know how to even, like, address a priest or a priestess or Boko or anybody, you know, in voodoo. And you know, sometimes I just don't say anything because I'm like, you know, that was your mom's job. That was your dad's job. That was somebody's job. Your uncle, grandma, somebody should have corrected you when you were growing up. So, you know, I say to myself when somebody comes at me very disrespectful, hey, I say thank you, because I know one day that's how you're going to talk to your mom. That's how you're going to talk to your dad. One day that's how you're going to talk to your grandma, if you already have it. Because believe me, if you come to me talking like that, that's your personality, okay? That's your nature. So, you know, I leave you like that. I'm not going to correct you. I'm going to leave you like that. But I'm also not going to receive you. If you come stepping up in Haiti looking for Mambo Odette, okay? Now, there are, don't understand about Haiti, and I know it's just like, you know, a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge, basically. You know, some people, you know, they think like, oh, Haiti, everybody's poor and something, you know. Let me tell you something. You're in for a shock. You're going to step into Haiti, and you're going to see people with Mercedes, with Hummer, with BMW. You're going to see people with nicer shoes on than you, nicer clothes on than you, nicer car than you, nicer house than you. And you're going to be like, what? But I'm, you know, I'm Jasper Wild. Why did no way. Yes, way. Okay? Yes, you will. So whatever ideal you have sometimes, you know, you actually need to go to Haiti and experience things for yourself. Come there with the wrong idea. Haiti is not the U.S., and the U.S. is not Haiti. You know, you're not in Haiti anymore. You're not in the U.S. anymore, you know? When you go in Haiti, you're not here anymore. You're in Haiti. So don't, you have to know how to live when you're in Haiti. You have to know how to live when you're in the U.S. If you're not tough like that, don't bother me. Don't bother me, for real. You have to be strong when you go into Haiti. I don't want people around me who haven't been through anything, who, you know, are scared of a fly or something like that. I can't take that. I really can't. You gotta have a backbone, basically. But another thing is, you know, people, and I was discussing this with a couple clients and with another mambo who she's on YouTube. But I was saying with them that, you know, in Haiti, people, mambos, you know, spiritual workers, I'm sorry, they all basically have the same price. If you want somebody to call, you know, mama or Dilly Dental for you. I think it's 270 or 240. If you want them to call Farai, it's 300-something. But this is $300-something dollar Haitian. So that's not even like, let me see, I think $800 Haitian is 100 US. So that's not even $50 US, you know, to call Farai. It depends on what loa you want them to call. No matter what mambo you go to, you're gonna pay that spirit's price. Okay? That's the spirit's price. And each person charges the same price, basically. The way I do it, when you come to see me personally in person here in Delaware, my godson and I did a client today. This person paid $270. They put the money on the floor. It depends on what spirit is being called and that you pay that spirit's price. Now, the spirit told me, not Mambo, that not, you know, this person, not that person, but the spirit told me the same price that they charge in Haiti, I have to charge it in the U.S. Only I have to charge it in U.S. dollars. $70 are Haitian money, you pay 270 U.S. dollars. Because when you come to me personally, you know, I call the spirit down. I call down the spirit. So if you want the spirit to be called down to mount and speak to you, that is a different price than if you go contact me and I give you the link for the consultation, by phone, where I just turn over cards. Somebody can turn over cards for free, okay? Somebody can turn over cards for free. Somebody can give you a consultation to speak with you for free. But when you come to me and you need me to call down the spirit, let me tell you exactly your etiquette. Is your etiquette Haitian? Okay, yeah, how they do it in Haiti. When you go for somebody to call down the spirit for you, you need to bring a bottle of rum, maybe even two if they're calling down like an ogre. But at least a bottle of rum. You know, you need 5-star for Ogu. You need 3-star for an Azili, for Mama. And you need to bring a candle, the white candle. So at least come with the money that the spirit charged for you to put on the floor. Make sure you put your money on the floor. Don't put it in the spiritual worker's hand. Bottle of rum and a candle. Now, sometimes I even come with, cigar, something sweet for the spirit, and perfume, something like this, you know. This doesn't come out of the this thing is required, you know, and it does not come from the money that you pay for the reading or the light or, you know, for the spirit to be called down. It doesn't come out of that money. It's separate. Common etiquette. That is common etiquette in Haiti when you go to see a spiritual worker to call down the spirit for you, okay? So expect to pay that separate, to bring it with you, and to also pay the spirit price. Now, that is why I was so upset, and some of y'all thought that, you know, Mambo Jack's being a little, I don't know, cheap or whatever, because I was a little upset because one of the flags I had bought in Haiti, I felt the artist, he overcharged me. He, like, charged me double. And I'm thinking, uh-uh. I've bought several of these flags this size in Haiti, and I know what they go for. Everybody charges the same price, you know, for a small one, a medium, you know, the price for the large one, about the same price. It can vary just a wee bit. When you go in the market, everybody charges the same price for 5 oranges. You're going to pay $1 Haitian. Everybody charges the same price for, you know, a gallon of milk or one of those Haitian loaves of bread. If you go to this, you know, stall, it's that price. You go to that stall, it's that price. So when the guy tried to charge me double for this flag, that's why I was like, bye. You know, I was like, man, bye. You know, that's my favorite saying, bye. So I walk away. And the spirit kind of pulled on me, like, you know, when I ask you for something, don't you worry about the price. Just pay it. So, you know, it's not like these were oranges where I could just go to the next stall and buy them from this person if you want to overcharge because, you know, there's like 10 people selling the same thing. This was a very unique flag. But that's one reason why I was like, no. Because pretty much in Haiti, a lot of things are the same price wherever you go. You know, it's not like one of those countries where the government will set the price, and if you make it higher, they'll come in your store and shut you down. It's not one of those countries, but the prices are not set by the government like that. But you know, it is pretty much everybody knows the price of certain things, and especially things that are staples. I don't know what you call it, staples, like rice, you know, like a certain amount of rice or a certain amount of charcoal. You know, everybody knows that this is the price for that, okay? You know, when somebody tries to charge you double for it, you're like, you know, are you crazy? You know, you fool? Something? What? You know? I know the price for this, you know? But you have to watch out for that in Haiti, too. You have to watch out for that. When you're a foreigner, people will try you. Or they will try you. They'll try you. And I tried them right back, too. Sometimes I'll be trying to get, you know, like, give me something free. I need one extra, you know, something. But, okay, you want to try me? I'll try you, too. Some things, you know, in Haiti are worth negotiating over. Like in Haiti, if you rent your house by the year. So, you know, that is something where it's worth negotiating over or looking somewhere else, unless you're just, you know, smitten by that house or whatever. But there are some things that you need to know in Haiti you do not negotiate over. That's the same price everywhere you go, you know, basically. That's the same price everywhere you go. So you know, people need to know when you come into Haiti that like I said, you're not in the U.S. They need to know what to expect. Some things in Haiti exist than they are in the U.S. And you might ask yourself why. You know, because they're imported. You know, it's an island. These certain things are not found on this island, and they're not, you know, made local or traditionally there in Haiti. They have to be imported. Somebody has to pay cargo on it. Somebody has to pay customs and tax unless they bring it through the airport. So, you know, the fact that you have that extra charge, it can make something that in this country is $10. When you go in Haiti, the price might be $25. You know, so if you can help it, bring what you need. You know what I mean? Bring what you need to buy it in Haiti. Like you go in the pharmacy for contact lens solution. It's going to be expensive, you know. Think something that you can just carry in with you. Don't think because you're in Haiti that things are dirt cheap like that. No. You have the wrong idea, you know. But a lot of people were also asking me, well, why do you want to live in Haiti when you know you're American? Why would you want to live in Haiti? And I have to tell them, you know, there were some people who also wrote up on the wall, and they said, you know, I want to go with you, basically. Take me with you. These people know where I'm coming from. We are American, but we're Black American. You know, you're Haitian American, or you're Jamaican American, or you're, you know, African American, whatever. Still living in a country that was set up from the very start to keep you on the bottom. You know, you're living in a country where you have to worry about the police beating the hell out you. You know what I mean? I mean, at least in Delaware, you know, the way our law is set up here in this state, if that Zimmerman had killed Trayvon Martin in Delaware, he would be in jail. Because we don't have that stand your ground dumbness, okay? He'd be in jail. But basically, you know, we are not afforded the same opportunities. Don't kid yourself. You can make your opportunities, but it's like the system is just working against you here. You know, it is such a struggle to fight against this system that's been put in place since slavery that said that you were not even a human being. And then, you know, the Jim Crow laws and then the segregation. And then, you know, you're fighting against all this. God damn it, people get tired, okay? You're fighting against all this. You know, you're living in a country where you know, it's not perfect. People think it's perfect. You know, like I said on Facebook, you know, you should not have a problem if you're Haitian to live in your own country. There are people who, high official people, like ex-presidents, who left Haiti, and they could live anywhere in the world. In Haiti, I think one is in Petroville, one is in Taba. Aristide is back in Haiti. He's in Taba, you know? So it's like, you know, they can live anywhere in the world that they want to live, and they want to live in their own country. You know, Haiti wants to see you go up if you're Haitian. They want to help you go up. They don't have all this, you know, oppression just holding you down. It's like if you have money, you know, you're gonna have opportunity. You're gonna go up. I know a lot of people when they finish the university and stuff, you know, they can't find work, so they have to leave Haiti, or either they have to start their own business. But Haiti has a lot of people who are wealthy. Let me see how much time we got here before I start going into that. Okay, you'll go there and you'll see people with these, you know, the big houses and the everything, you know, like I said, the nice cars, everything. And you need to ask them, how you make your money, you know? So I can do that too. No, for real. Okay? Because don't have the wrong idea. Don't have the wrong idea about Haiti. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, you know, don't think that, to me, a lot of American people are very, very rude. You can live next door to American people, and they can walk by you every single day and never even say good morning, never say hi, nothing. Then as soon as their car needs a jump or something, they're knocking on your door, and I'm going to stand there and look at you like you're crazy because you're rude. And I'm feeling some kind of way. And you're lucky I just don't, you know. But it's like, that's just the culture here. And they will think nothing of it. But in Haiti, if you don't say hi with people, especially people you live right by, they're going to think you have a problem with them. And when you have a problem, you're going to have that problem by yourself, okay? And believe me, Haiti is the last place you want to have a problem by yourself, okay? So you need to get yourself some manners. You need to get yourself some manners. Because it's all about the etiquette, for real. It really, really is. You know, I don't care if somebody is dirt poor. They stand up straight, have their posture, their clothes are clean, and when they see you, they say good morning, something, unless they got a problem with you. People have etiquette, okay? So don't think you're going to come, I'm going to receive you, take you around people, and you don't even have basic etiquette. I can't. I can't. Oh, my gosh, I can't. But another thing, Haiti is that's, you know, that's the place. That's where Bookman died. He died in Haiti. You know, Dessalines and our ancestors and the ancestors are so strong. Who is this now? I tell you. I can't peace. Okay. The ancestors are very strong. Guinan spirits, the Loa, that is their home. That is where they live. Don't let anyone tell you that they do not live, that they live there in Haiti. Don't let anyone tell you different, that the Loa do not live in Haiti. They do. This is their home. This is their habitat, Shay, okay? Don't believe it. Truly, oh, my gosh. Spiritually, believe me, when I'm in Haiti, I don't fear anybody, you know? Do your worst. Do your worst. Believe me. Somebody will step into the invisible, fuck you up, and step back into the visible, okay? Believe me, they can reach out and touch you anywhere in the world you are from Haiti, okay? But it's the last place you want to fuck with somebody is when they're in Haiti. But it's the last place you want to fuck with somebody is when they're in Haiti, okay? Trust me. Trust me. You don't. Haiti is a spiritual powerhouse. The spiritual powerhouse, okay? So there are many reasons why I want to live in Haiti. You know, if you're Haitian, you shouldn't have any problem to live in Haiti. Like I said, you know, you can make a business. You can make your business go up. You can make your business go up. And it will take care of you. Believe that. It will take care of you. Being desperate while you have opportunities that people who are right there in Haiti don't have. So, therefore, you're ahead of the game when you go in there. A lot of people, you know, look to you for opportunities. You got to learn how to say no as well. That's a big, big thing, you know. You better learn how to say no and mean it, you know, because people will press you. Don't say maybe, because then they'll press you, you know. Don't say yes and then think you're not going to do it. They're going to press you to keep your word. You better say no. Yeah. Or you're going to be broke, okay? You're going to be broke. So, you know, there's a certain, I don't know what, that people need to know, you know. But and just think about when you're American, why do you want to live in Haiti? There is an exodus that is going on. There's an exodus that is going on. You know, it's been proven that the exodus in the Bible never happened. But I'm telling you, there's an exodus in this country where black Americans are going to Ghana to live. They're going to the Caribbean to live. They are leaving this country. There is an exodus, and the exodus is real. Oh, my gosh. I don't have to lie to you. Why? Why do I have to lie to you? The exodus is very, very real. And that should be your question, is why are black Americans leaving this country in such high numbers? Why is this exodus happening? You know, they're moving to Nigeria. They're moving to, like, English-speaking countries in Africa, Ghana. Like I said, they're moving down to the Caribbean. This is increasing. This is increasing, you know. When you get to a country and everything you touch, excuse me, it goes up so quickly. So good for your self-esteem, too. When you go to a country, you see, I know we have a black president here now, but I don't know what that thing is that's running for office. But, you know, when you see your president is black, when you see, you know, black people on the money, black people on the television, on the radio, black people own the networks, you know. I know. I think an Irish person owns Digicel. But basically, you see your country and the people who are in power look like you. You say, okay, I can do it too. I can do anything too. But when you come in this country and you live in this country that just downtrots you and that, you know, your history is not relevant. They don't even teach your history except to say you were a slave. You know, they don't teach your history. As main curriculum, they teach your history as an elective, maybe in the university or in the high school as an elective, you know, it's not good for your self-esteem as a black person. It really is not good for your self-esteem. You know, it believe me, it's so much better to be in the island. The pace is so much slower, so much more relaxed. You know, I wake up in the morning to the sound of the roosters. I look at the mountains. You know, I love to look at the mountains, you know, to look at the sea, to just, it's like, even the traffic, like all that traffic and the horn blowing and stuff when I'm in the city. Man, when I come home, I miss it. You know, I miss everything. I miss the province. I miss the mountains. For me, it's not something to be sad about. It's something to celebrate. It's something to really, really, really celebrate. Plus, you know, in Haiti, I got to tell you, I don't cook. You know, you have somebody who does that for you. I don't wash my clothes except for my underwear. You have somebody who does that for you. You know, somebody who cleans your house, who cleans up after you. You know, you wake up and your shoes are clean, and you're like, wow, you know, they even shine my shoes all up because, you know, your shoes get all dusty during the day. It's just, you know, it's just, and it's not expensive. It's not expensive for you to afford to do that. You know, when you come back over here, you can't afford to do that. You miss that, you know. You know, you really, really, really miss that. Haiti is a good country. Haiti is a good country. And I've said it for years, and people may have thought I was joking. I always tell people I feel safer in Haiti than I do in the U.S. I feel so much safer in Haiti than I do in the U.S. So, now with that being said, I'm down to a minute and a half. A minute and a half. Now, that's not even enough time to, you know, we need our own show. I need my own time allotted just to try to explain too about the spirituality part of being in Haiti. That is a huge thing. That is huge. If you want to know traditional Haitian voodoo, the medicine, the herbs, if you want to know these things, there are many. There's more than just the Asan lineage. There's people just don't know. You know, there's other lineages in voodoo. If you want to see these things and experience these things, you really need to be in Haiti for more than just, you know, a week or 2 weeks or a month. You know, so I'm going, and I hope, you know, that I can keep up communication. It's going to be my priority. I tell you, people over here live on the internet. In Haiti, you get out and you live your life. You go out with people instead of sitting on the internet talking to people, you know. So, but I will try to keep things active. I will try to keep the fan page active. Maybe not the talk blog, but the fan page. I'm Mambo Odette. Thank you so much.